Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about land leases and how they feed families for generations. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Jared asked, I could use help from my fellow Land Academy peers. My CPA just sent over her LLC's tax return for the first year in the land business. She claims we need to pay taxes on the full profit of our terms deals up front. So if we purchased the land for $2,000 and sold it for $8,000 with payments over 5 years, she claims the IRS is clear that we need to pay the taxes on the $6K profit up front. With over 25 terms deals, that adds up to way more in taxes owed than revenue generated and would quickly put us out of the land business. We showed her the IRS tax code 453, this is smart, with the unimproved land exemption, but she claims it does not apply for certain reasons. Do any of you pay income tax on just the installment income as it comes, not all up front? Has this been approved by another CPA, or am I or my CPA missing something?
Jerry, this is an excellent question, and all week I've been saying we choose the hard questions for a reason. I want you to promise me, and I want you to send me a note at jack@landinvestors.com. Promise me that you're going to go get a new CPA today.
And that's the answer to the question?
I can answer the question. I can get into this in great detail. Mm-hmm. I've gotten this question over the years. I had a former partner, Park McCluskey, quite honestly, mm-hmm. who had the same problem with his tax person, and mm-hmm. he solved it by getting another one. It has to do with you have two choices on how you file, how you keep books, on an accrual basis and a cash basis. I'm not going to get into it because I don't want to expose myself from a liability standpoint, but your CPA is wrong. How could you pay money that you haven't made yet?
Mm-hmm. That's what I think too. What if the guy defaults on January 2?
Exactly.
That's not, you can't.
So yeah. sometimes professional consultants like that are very, very, very academic and brainy, and they are extremely risk adverse, and they have their nose in a book to the point where they don't even know what reality is.
Right.
A lot of professors are like that.
Right.
And this person is wrong.
Right.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, land leases feed families for generations. I love this. Jill's got a beautiful story for us. This is the meat of the show.
So we met this girl. We were at an event. I can't remember what. Were we in Long Beach? I can't remember where we went.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, it was a big investors group, but they got all the investors from like all over Southern California, really, together. And they do this like twice a year. So I said, come on, Jack, let's go check it out. Let's just see who's here, see what this is all about. It's not just one group. It's all of the groups
combined. I love going to these events, by the way.
You're being sarcastic.
My answer to Jill is, oh my gosh, pick me. Can we go to another one of these? I love to talk to people about real estate.
I know, but I drug you anyway. it was funny. So anyway, so we arrive at this event, and this is the way Jack rolls too. So we get to the event. He's got to eyeball it first and see if we're going in.
That's right.
So we're standing in line, and Jack has to kind of peek in the room, do a quick little walk, check out the food and the beverage situation, and he comes back and says, this could be okay.
Food and beverage situation was outstanding at this event, by the way.
Yes. So that's part of why we went in. He's like, yeah, this could be okay. There's people in suits. There's all kinds of these people are legit. I'm liking it. Let's go in. So we go into the event and walking around, and we meet this girl. And actually, she came up to us. We were talking to somebody else, and we were kind of sharing a table, and she just started chatting with us, and she just had such an interesting story. And what it was is she's doing parking lots. We're like, what the heck are you talking about? She goes, well, here's the deal. My family has a construction business, and we can do all kinds of things, but I found this niche because of where she works. What was beautiful about the story. She one of those things. She fell into it by accident. Because of where she works, she started learning about zoning and planning and things like that. And I can't remember exactly what her day job is, but she was uncovering these infill lots in Los Angeles where she could get them, rezone them.
She's a cost accountant for a commercial contractor.
That's it. And her company, her family happens to do construction stuff on the side, so they can lay cement and do pavement and all that good stuff. That was the other thing that went. There's more to this. So anyway, she's finding these properties very cheaply. And so she liked talking to us about a better way to find these properties even cheaper and how to mass mail people and come up with more properties. Because then she knows how to, A, get them zoned what she needs them to be zoned in. And B, her family goes out and literally does the work. They literally grade the land and lay the pavement and set up for parking lots where she can lease it out. Then it gets even better because one of the little side things she threw in at the very end, which I thought was so cool, because you know what's so, because she wasn't feeling it. And as we're talking to her, she's like, God, this does make sense. We're like, you have this is a beautiful story. Why are you, what's holding you back? She goes, you know, you're right. She goes, because I'm about to have dinner on Friday night with a friend of a friend who's been trying to get in touch with me. And I finally said, yeah, well, come to find out the reason this guy wanted to talk to me is because they've perfected this pavement that now lasts for years. It's cost effective. It's environmentally effective. And it lasts for years and years over normal pavement. And I'm like, what? She's like, you're right. These are all like signs that are just coming to
right.
me. You know, and that was her her story.
So here was my suggestion to her, because she's already got the industry figured out. Did you ever drive down the street to see a big sign it looks out of place. Pounded in the front yard of a little house that says zone commercial or dual zoned or you know, endless possibilities, exclamation point, or make up a slogan that some silly real estate agent made up. What they're saying is that the property that's for sale is not being used the way that it should, and it needs to be knocked down and put a strip center or an office building, or in this case, a parking lot, could be put there in its place. So my suggestion to her was, sort for zoning. Not even property types, forget it. If it's zoned compliant to a parking lot, then you can figure out on a square foot basis, price per square foot on the lot, because you have all that information in RealQuest. You can make your life really easy. I mean, you're gonna hit, eventually, if you send out enough mail in like LA County or a large county like this, a bunch of people are gonna sign your offers and send them back because they think that they just have a little house there. And really what they have is a commercial property that's waiting to be a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, she was excited.
Mm-hmm. It was cute. Then she kind of followed us around after that, and it was really sweet too. It was good.
So no matter where you are in real estate or whoever you are, I don't care if you've done a million deals, sending out offers, if you've never tried it, is it will streamline your operation and really dramatically increase and probably replace whatever deal flow you have going on right now. If you're taking calls from brokers and agents and you're looking in the MLS to try to find property, we have news.
That's so slow and time consuming and hard. You're chasing deals, and you're just trying to you really can't say you got there first because there's a broker involved, you know? And so now there's already money that's being spent that you could have.
This girl, I asked her how old she was. She's 24. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine where she's going to be in 10 years if she continues to do this?
How amazing that she figured this out. It was really good.
I was proud of her. Like, mm-hmm. I had felt like parental pride.
Yeah. She was cute.
Yeah.
Too. I mean, she was like 5 foot nothing, you know, pretty long dark hair and just a real sweet girl.
She knows what she wants in life.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going after it. And I respect
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To use just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Yeah, so then the end of the story is, so we were only there for about, I don't know, maybe 45 minutes. And it was like, can we go now? Can we go now? Can we go now? And we did.
Yeah. It's way easier to do this show and talk about this stuff than it is in person. Do you think that, or do you think the opposite?
Oh, yes. Even, you know what's interesting? That you're right, because even though we were technically in a room surrounded by our peers, quote unquote, because they are also investors, I still found myself doing a lot of explaining, and I don't understand that.
I really don't understand that either, and I agree.
It's frustrating.
Maybe it's just better to talk like this and not get anyone's reaction.
Well,
like maybe people are beating their heads on their own dashboards right now. This show is so bad.
Oh, you're silly.
We don't know.
You know what I find, though, too? Doing a show and the other things that we do, and I can reach and help, and help more people than six people in a meeting. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. That's what
I thought. So that's how I felt, too. I'm like, I can't really, if I personally walk around one by one and one and try to help everybody, it's not going to work.
Right.
But
and
this
that's
way
what
we can.
Tonight. Mm-hmm. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.